Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome into the Labatt Studio, and this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Hey, thanks everyone for joining us. We appreciate it. We're glad you found the Keystone Sports Network. We've got a full hour of Penn State football talk for you. That is our mission each and every week. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me in studio, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. And a little under the weather, Ross Tucker is here, but he is going to power through because our mission to entertain you each and every week is more important. Conference Championship Week is here. Four teams, two games, so little time left in the season. Do not miss out. Get it all on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week, bet on any star player to score the first TD of the game with 10-1 odds. It doesn't get any better than that. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code KSN for a limited time. All new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN. And get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. The bonus is comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. The deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, let's get rolling with the show. We got news and notes. Kicking us off in quarter number one, Tucker State. Quarter number two, the position reviews march on. This week we're going to do defensive line. Your questions, his answers, Ask Ross. Quarter three brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. And quarter four, well, we're just going to have a little fun and talk about the Natty title game and maybe how Penn State fits in on that. So, excuse me. For news and notes, we just want to start out. As most of you know, James Franklin and several Penn State players have been accused of hazing in a federal lawsuit brought by a former Penn State player who is transferred. A criminal claim was investigated into Smith's, and here's a statement from Penn State, the Office of Sexual Misconduct Prevention and Response, and the Office of Student Conduct carried out investigations of the plaintiff's claims independent from intercollegiate athletics. In addition, Penn State police investigated related allegations and forwarded the results of that investigation to the office of the Center County District Attorney. The DA reviewed the case and decided no charges would be pursued. Since then, a lot of players have come out on social media refuting the claims and giving their opinions. That is all we're going to talk about that, gentlemen. It's out there and it is working its way through the court system. All right, let's talk. First of all, how you guys doing?
Great, Ashay. It was a really interesting national championship game, and
it was so long.
Thoughts on where Penn State's place is in that Final Four.
It's so long. Yeah, I'm looking forward to quarter number four as well. Ross, I know you're a little under the weather, but thank you for being here.
I am okay. Yeah, my voice is not 100%, but I'm an O lineman. I'm tough. I will push through.
So. Let's get first this week. So more coaching staff stuff, like the offensive coaching staff pretty much is going to be getting a complete facelift.
Pretty significant. Sure.
Pretty significant. You can't blame him. It's another one and done for the wide receiver coach. Jared Parker, he has to. He left, took the offensive coordinator job at West Virginia. So Franklin has another hire to make on the offensive side after Shiraka was hired, and the offensive line coach is
Phil Tranquil.
Troutwine.
Yes. Troutwine.
Sorry, and that blank. That was my 50 something moment. But this will be the fourth Penn State wide receiver coach in as many seasons. I would argue you're starting to see sort of that. You saw some of that on the field, that 3-3 and development. I wondered what you guys think, but Penn State has to hire another coach.
Hey, they're a top 10 program. You know, they've had some good years, and they've strung them together throughout the last four. I think you look at the first two moves and you probably could say, I think maybe James is looking to get the offense a little bit better and recruit a little bit better.
Right.
And I think you said it right, Andy, that if the receivers coach can get the West Virginia OC job, I mean,
right.
Good for him. I mean, I think that probably wasn't planned on the Penn State end, but you wish him well, and I'll be curious to see how he does as an OC.
Do you think it's a huge impact, no impact, or minimal impact on this offense with that much coaching change? You know, you've got your new offensive line coach, new coordinator, now you're going to have a new wide receiver coach.
It's definitely an impact. It might be positive. You know, James Franklin, I mean, he didn't make the move with Ronnie. Ronnie left.
Right.
But, I think objectively, if you polled 100 coaches, they would say Shiraka is a better, more accomplished offensive coordinator than Ricky Ronnie. James Franklin clearly thought he was making an upgraded offensive line coach. Otherwise, he wouldn't have moved on from Matt Limegrover. Yeah. Wide receiver coach, you know, I don't know. I mean, they weren't real good at that position the last couple years. I can't imagine that they would get worse coaching or worse. You know, and in fairness to him, I never met the guy.
Right.
Maybe Jared Parker, maybe he's an awesome coach, and the talent's just that bad. But I just think there will be some impact. I don't know that it's negative, though.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, no, I hadn't thought of it that way.
It might be positive. I think that they probably think it's going to be positive. I guess we'll see.
I mean, it wasn't like, I would say Ricky Ronnie wasn't necessarily good or great at his job, but he certainly wasn't bad as a coordinator, right? I didn't think he was a bad offensive coordinator. You know, I thought John Donovan was a bad offensive coordinator. But
speaking of John Donovan and Joe Moorhead and Joe Brady and Penn State ties all over the place, guys getting Matt Rhule. I mean, it's been a lot to talk about in the last couple of weeks with Penn State, both current and former.
Yeah, John Donovan's going to Washington. Joe Moorhead was in at Oregon, but might not be in at Oregon. You just don't know there with him. But he's definitely going to get a coordinator job, don't you think? I mean, it'd be crazy for some college not to hire him as a quarterback. And Brady's leaving LSU to go with Matt Rhule to the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Which did you see? Luke Kuechly retired?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. What a heck of a player.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would probably look at that and say he's looking out for his long-term, I think, future.
As you need to. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. What's so funny?
Hey, did you see Luke Kuechly retire?
I know. It just popped in my head. I'm sorry. Am I lying? Hey. Should I stop?
Hey, no. I got to tell you guys something.
Hey, look. Big Ben.
Hey, I got to tell you guys something. So, Mike Leach, the new head coach at Mississippi State, taking over for Joe Moorhead. I'm trying to tie this into Penn State somehow. It's not at all. There was a time when he and I were both doing shows for Sirius XM on the college channel. Now, we were both the analyst, but I think it was like Jack Arute. And it was like Jack Arute and Mike Leach, or me and Jack Arute. Some days I would fill in. And they had this audio. Mike Leach, his house is in Key West. And
that sounds right.
He was down there and he said one time he forgot he was on the air and Jack Arute was talking, and Mike Leach said, like right in the middle of Jack Arute talking, he goes, Sharon, get in here. Look at this lizard. Look how big this lizard is. Look at this. So, not quite. Hey, Luke Kuechly retired.
I'm sorry.
But it's just kind of funny. Like, Jack Arute was talking about, like, Michigan, Alabama or something. And Mike Leach is like, Sharon, come here. You got to see this lizard. Just like, oh, you know what? Well, and we'll go there.
I'm sorry. No. It was a stream of consciousness.
I just got another idea there.
All right, that was my bad. That was my Andyism for the week, I guess. So, all
it's
right,
early.
Back on cue, gentlemen. Back to Penn State. Earlier this week, Penn State saw 11 early enrollees arrive on campus and start going to class. And on social media, you could see what has become the standard for taking pictures from their first class from the front row. It's the second consecutive season that Penn State and Coach James Franklin have welcomed double-digit early enrollees to their program. Ross, I know you've talked about how much you enjoyed your senior year of high school, particularly your latter part of your senior year
of
high school.
Yeah, I had a buddy of mine who, it was kind of a weird situation, but his parents did not, he had a really nice house, but there was no parental supervision. So I wouldn't trade that semester for all the money in the world. In fact, when my friends and I get together, we now talk about how much money we would pay for that to do that again. So, no, in all sincerity, it's a special time. But listen, I mean, going to college for a semester isn't a bad deal either.
It's not.
Right? And a lot of people have more fun in college than they did in high school. So you get to go there. Plus, it is probably best for your, you know, your development as a player, as a person. There's a lot of positives to go. And I guess those kids don't know what they don't know about second semester of high school senior year like I do.
The thing about this is that you could say in the last 5 years in recruiting that there's been the transfer portal. Now you have the two signing days. But the early enrollee feels to me like it's the biggest shift in the process of going from a 4/5 year commitment to more of a 3/4 year commitment.
It's like a 3.5 year commitment. Right. Starting with that first half year, it almost seems like there's more guys that do it than not.
It's starting to feel like it's almost like a 50-50 deal. And you know, I think kids are now preparing for it in the last couple
of
years, I think.
Of high school.
Their high school. And you've seen it's really paid some dividends for some of the kids that have enrolled in. Not everyone, but I mean, for some of the January enrollees, they've really been able to hit the ground running. You can really, really get a jump on the academic and social aspect of college life, I think, as well. And also, that kind of an extra winner or an early winner with the strength and conditioning staff at Penn State. I think looking at what's happened at the combine the last couple years, I think it probably if you're a player that you really are serious, you want to take a big swing the next 3 or 4 years of your life. If you can get in there in January, I think it'll really help you immediately.
The last thing I want to do real quick and before we get out in the last half minute, Penn State finished number 9th in the final AP poll, right? That feels about right, doesn't it? I mean,
I think it's a great finish for a program. Considering what
I thought they
should
have been ahead of Alabama.
You thought they should have been ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
not an Oregon fan, but I see why Oregon.
I thought they should have been ahead of Alabama.
Oklahoma ahead of them as well.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Okay, all right, that'll do it for quarter number one. I just wanted to ask from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stick around, we'll be right back.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.